know.
Blog Talk Radio.
I dropped bombs on that Marine. That was my best victory of all time, man. Hell yeah, man. Hey, listen, Derek John was my best friend. Jules Wall, yeah, but I topped it, man. Come on. No, seriously, I topped it, man. Like, that victory was just phenomenal. I dropped bombs on that motherfucker, man. You saw his shirt? You saw the Marine logo? Yeah. Charlie's on, I was on a different level, man. I'm unbeatable. What did I tell everybody? I made videos. I said, you can put any man in front of me, anybody, any boxer, any underground boxer, any mainstream boxer. You could put any mainstream kickboxer, any underground kickboxer, any MMA fighter, anybody. You could fucking put a U.S. Marine in front of me, and they're still going to lose. What happened? I beat a fucking Marine. Man, I give it. Navy SEAL. Marines and Navy SEALs are pretty much the same shit, man. Put a Navy SEAL in front of me, same show happened. I'll beat their ass. Watch this. I mean, listen to this. I mean, you all saw it, so listen to this. Dropping bombs on a motherfucking soldier, son. You heard that? You heard that lab talk? Yo, haters. TMZ. TMZ. You got beat by Charlie Z. Yo, TMZ, man. You people are narcissists, man. Motherfuckers are sick, man. How do you feel now, man? No, I am positive that you people have seen that fight. You know what I'm saying? Of course you're not praising it because I won so one-sided. I won all 80 fights that I've had. But this fight, I didn't get knocked down. There was no, like, disqualifications, none of that shit. Pure annihilation, just, you know, decimated him, you know, just punished him, dissected him, just destroyed him, basically, I beat his ass so bad that I left you motherfuckers with no excuses. You know what I'm saying? In 2 weeks, my probation ends, and I go apply for my passport. My passport, I already have the picture, everything, the papers are filled out. It's just I can't apply for it while I'm on probation because it's going to get rejected. Therefore, as soon as, they told me. So as soon as my probation ends, this is it. That day, I get it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get it that day. It's going to take me 3 days. I get it. This is it. I'm going on a plane, and I know a website where tickets are available 24/7, so as soon as I get a ticket, I'll fly out and listen to my wife. Me and my wife, we love each other so much. We were on Skype today, and I love this girl so much. She loves me so much. I don't think there's ever been a couple on this planet that's been that madly in love with each other. We're going to have the best life ever. I mean, I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. Thanks to Jesus Christ. Thanks to God that He chose me. He could have chose anybody. He chose me, and I thank God for it every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the main reason I'm blessed is because I have my baby Daria. You all seen how beautiful she is, and I'll definitely post pictures of her on my lap on Facebook. And not just the last victory, but, you know, I told her, literally, I talked to her on the phone right before I went to the fight. I told her, baby, I gotta go fight. She told me, no, stay home. You won so many fights. You're coming to see me soon. Stay home. Like, you know, she's my wife. She says she's worried for me. She says she knows I'm unbeatable and that I always win. But it's natural, you know. She's worried for me. You know, boxing is the most dangerous sport in the world. But I tell her, like, baby, I gotta go handle something. You know, it's very important. And I go and beat the living dog shit out of a Marine. And then I tell her, baby, what did I say? I'm going to win for you. I told her, I'm like, I'm going to win for you. I'm going to do this for you. Every single punch I land, boom, boom, boom. All for my baby. All for my wife. Dedicated to my wife. And I beat that motherfucker down, man. Let me tell you something, man. Hey, he went to real boot camp against Charlie Zelenoff, man. Hey, Riddick Bowe, man. You're too slow, Riddick. Yo, Bowe, you're too slow, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Hey, Riddick Bowe couldn't even pass the motherfucking Marine boot camp, man. Not beat this. Hey, this Marine would kill Riddick Bowe. No shit, man. This guy's younger than him. He's faster than him. He'd kill Riddick Bowe, man. This guy was in Iraq and Afghanistan, man. This fucking Riddick Bowe, mainstream pussy. Hey, question to the fucking mainstream bots. If mainstream boxers are so tough, why the fuck, why did Riddick Bowe, wasn't this clown in the ring with Evander Holyfield? Oh, Evander, who the fuck is Evander Holyfield? Now I was in the ring with Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder, man. I beat Jill Zavala, man. I beat Derek the Giant, man. What the fuck is wrong with you clowns, man? You cannot sell that short. Jill Zavala, lopsided. K1, Mansfield. I beat a K1 fighter in 5 seconds. I punched this guy 2 times. I jabbed him in the stomach. He hit me back with his pussy punch, and then I countered him, and he quit. K1, the K1 kickboxing. Yeah, man, I smashed this guy. One punch. It was all speed. I didn't hit him with full power. I just bopped. Just clipped him. That was it. He quit right away. Yeah, I beat every TV fighter. Not every TV fighter. A lot of them ducked me. Like Klitschko, he's still ducking me because he knows I would kill Klitschko. Okay, but I beat that Mansfield guy from K1. He would knock Klitschko out cold, man. That guy's 250 pounds, man. Are you kidding me, man? He'd drop one bomb on Klitschko. Klitschko would be sleeping. I'd beat him in 5 seconds. This Marine that I beat, he would kill Klitschko. Come on, are you kidding me? Klitschko is a joke, dude. Yeah, so, I mean, it's like I beat a lot of TV fighters. I beat a lot of, you know, very strong underground fighters. Southpaw Cell, Kevin Luka, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I mean? Derek the Giant, I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's like, I beat every boxer. I beat every kickboxer. I beat a lot of MMA fighters. I beat bare-knuckle fighters. That big heavyweight, man, that guy was strong, man. That guy did very good. You know what I mean? No, he got killed. He got destroyed. But I'm saying everybody gets beat by me. But he did good. You know, he did all right. You know what I'm saying? He had heart. Put on gloves on short notice versus a lethal fucking fighter like myself, man. Hey. It takes a man. It takes a man, you know, and everybody gets credit except Deontay Wilder and Andrew Harley. That's the fucking cowards and Chris Cook. So, yeah, and Mayo the Senior, they don't get credit. Fuck them. But besides them, yeah, a lot of fighters. Oh, fucking Pussy Dijon. Yeah, that piece of shit got pummeled. I hit him in the head 3 times. He got pummeled, and then I outboxed him in the ring, and then this idiot tried to choke me from behind like a fucking idiot. You know, yeah, the Dijon needs help. He needs mental help. He needs to be locked in a mental institution. Hey, Dijon, man, do you want a rematch, man? Yeah, I mean, I remember your boy EJ called. He said he wanted a rematch, man. You guys want some redemption because he got beat fairly. Hey, well, I'm being U.S. Marines now, man. I don't think you want a rematch, man. Fucking moron, man. You little pussy. What the fuck is Muay Thai, man? They train Marines how to kill, you fucking clown. Listen, I have so much hatred towards Dijon. And I have a beautiful wife, and I'm married. And do you see how much better I am now that I'm married? Oh, seriously, it helps, man. Motivation. Like I said, women are very powerful. My wife, she motivates me. And like I don't drink alcohol, I don't smoke cigarettes, and look at the way I box. Like I devoted my whole life to my wife and boxing. It's just 10 months I've been sober, meaning no alcohol. I didn't even drink a bottle of beer for 10 months. None of that. Just straight. And then put it like this, I just fight. I don't even train. I don't even hit the bomb anymore. I just punch human jaws, motherfucker. That's my training. I punch human fucking jaws. I hit flesh, you motherfucking bitch-ass haters. You fucking clowns. You sorry son of a bitches, man. Every fucking day trying to insult me, man. All this. Hey, now you see that I'm indestructible, man. I remember, man. I read the post, man. Hey, I wonder how that fat piece of shit in Arkansas swamp, Stacey Goetz and Delray Rains. How do you clowns feel, man? I messaged Delray Rains when I TKO'd Deontay Wilder. I sent him the fight. He said, yeah, I've seen it. He's like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm like, you don't care, really? Now, so I'm like, you don't care? I'm like, oh, you're using the I don't care excuse now. And Deontay Wilder would cripple Delray Rains. Why didn't Delray Rains fight Deontay Wilder? Why not? How come Stacey never got in that fight? I got that fight myself, and I won. You see? Delray Rains is a bum. always was a bum and always will be a bum. Dishwasher. That's who he is. Not a boxer. Regular person. Anybody can physically put on gloves and not, you know what I mean? He's not a boxer. He's a terrible boxer. And, I mean, come on. They look at the opposition. I'd be Jules of all. You know, no, but see, I was sold short. He was like, so they were saying he was going to be this top middleweight, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, God. Yeah, no, her range needs, and him and Stacy both need to be in the same, they need to lock both of them up in the same room in a mental institution, man. Fucking retards, man. Fucking dumb fucking rednecks, man. What a bunch of clowns, man. You idiots. Fucking losers, man. I swear. Hey, Stacy, how stupid do you feel watching me punch that Marine? I bet Stacy Goodson had a heart attack when he saw me punch Deontay Wilder in the jaw, man. Yeah, you can't sell the goat short, man. You just can't do it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. Yeah, and you people did it, and I'm gonna rub in this victory against the Marine and my victories against Joseph Wall and Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, and so on and so on and so on. Southpaw Phil, the Jiu-Jitsu fighter, Jason Rubisky, EFC fighter, Michael Barsky, all these motherfuckers I destroyed. All 80 wins, baby. Many more coming. I'm 100 and 0, maybe more than 100. I'm probably going to have more than 100 wins because I'm going to come back. I'm going to retire. My wife wants me to retire when I'm 100 and older. Listen, my wife is the most important thing in my life. I love her. I would, you know, I love her to death. You know what I mean? She loves me so much. She, you know, every time I tell the girl that I love her, she responds, "I love you even more." You know what I'm saying? And she wants me to retire. She said, 20 more fights, baby. And I said, we'll see. You know what I mean? If I continue, she won't. She won't mind. I mean, she wants me to retire when I'm 100 now. She wants me to retire on top, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. Definitely a long dessert. Listen, I didn't need to beat this Marine. I didn't even need to fight him. But now that I fought him and beat him the way I beat him, it's never been sweeter. It's the sweetest victory. When NBA teams win championships and they ask them, "Oh, was this your best championship?" Blah blah blah. All right, this was the sweetest one. Hey, this victory. This was the sweetest one. Yes, it was. It was. Oh yeah. My whole life, I've always wanted to be the Marine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Army, Air Force. You know, fucking. You know, yeah. They're Marines. And that's a much higher branch, man. They're like special forces, basically. Yeah. So beating them, and he had a high rank, man. I don't know, but he did. He was, like I said, this Riddick Bowe pussy. He didn't even. He 11 a day. He quit boot camp. This guy I beat on video. He was in Afghanistan. He was in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? He was in the war. He got deployed. We got deployed. He survived. He came out. He came back out. He got a title shot against the champ, Charlie Zona. He lost, and he was gracious in defeat. But then he started saying some shit about a rematch. I said, "Listen, you got a total, like, with all due respect, man, you got destroyed, bro. Like, what a rematch?" He tells me, I lost. He's like, I guarantee you in a rematch, I'd do a lot better. I'm like, you'd lose again. There's no point in me rematching him. That was the ideal victory. That was, like, phenomenal. That was the only, I mean, I don't know. I beat him. A rematch is only necessary when a fight is close, very close. But this was not even close. This was very one-sided. This was more one-sided than Derek the Giant fight. I mean, this was just, this was Charlie Zelenoff. Prime Charlie Zelenoff, man. I stopped him, yeah. You guys seen me beat the shit out of him That was like literally 99% of the fight. But then at the very end, when we touched gloves, the guy, he stopped the camera. Yeah, I TKO'd him with a right jab to his face. Yeah, because this idiot, the Marine, he deserves credit for fighting me. No, I'm just calling him an idiot because at that time, he slapped me. He was like mad that he lost. He kind of slapped me like lightly in the stomach, and then I was like, boom, and I just like punched him in the face again. And then he cheap shotted me, and I wasn't even like, my guard was down, and he hit me while my guard was down. Then I just went boom, and I hit him back. I hit him again in the face, and then he quit. And I'm like, hey, we can continue this shit. Literally unlimited rounds, huh? He's like, no, I'm good. He just turned, takes off the gloves, so that Charlie's on off the winner via technical knockout round one. The haters defeated. This is like, you son of a bitches are done. You people are, you try to ruin, remember? You try to ruin me as a person or something like that. Can't ruin me as a fighter, can you? Because I'm winning all the fights. But you try to ruin me, you try to, bother me, send messages and all that, talk shit. Hey, I don't read none of that shit. No, I read some of the comments and the good commentary about the last fight, and then I stopped. I'm like, hey, last night, I got a video of me bombing on this guy. What commentary? To all the people that left legitimate comments, said, hey, listen, the great win, hey, much respect, to all of you, But see, a lot of my real-life fans have accounts. I told them, they make accounts on YouTube, like people that I know in real life, yeah. So chances are it was probably the internet, yeah, like I said. No, there's a chance that some people, saw the white from the internet and said, hey, this guy's truly the best, I got to give him the credit he truly deserves. And if those people exist, well, thank you. Like I said, but it's irrelevant, man. I got a wife, she's a former supermodel, and she's all mine until the end, forever. She told me, she's like, I'm yours forever, baby. Seriously, it's not that easy to get fights, when you come up and tell people, 78-0, 79-0, 80-0, it's like, well, I told them, I came up to them, I'm like, you're, because it said U.S. Marines on a show, you're a Marine? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I'm looking for an opponent, box, like, undefeated world champion, box, UBF. And he's like, okay. I'm like, well, you want to do it or not? He's like, yeah, let's do it. I said, all right. Yeah, no, he's like, you got gloves? I said, yes, I do. Yeah, that was gloves. I said, all right, perfect. I said, hey, here you go. 79 a try. All failed. Let's do this. Battle. That's real fucking battle. None of this fucking Don King, Bob Barham fucking bullshit. You fucking delusional trolls watch on TV and follow this bullshit. Man, with Impact, yo, what the fuck? My fight versus the Marine tops anything me with Impact you're going to do on me second. Yeah, come on, man. I'd beat me with Impact on the same night. You're too small, man. Derek the Jab's 300 pounds, man. My jab knocked this guy back like he was fucking 100 pounds, man. You know what I'm saying? The wind of Derek the Giant's punch would knock out me with Pacquiao at the same time. I'm 100. My height and weight is 6 feet, 160 pounds. Yeah, I'm a middleweight. I'm a middleweight that beats the living shit out of heavyweights. Yeah, I'm number one pound of all time. I mean, Sugar Ray Robinson would get destroyed by that money. Sugar Ray Robinson would get destroyed. Dude, Muhammad Ali would get knocked out by Derek and John. Muhammad Ali would get a street fight. If Muhammad Ali fought that in the ring that I do 4 days ago, Muhammad Ali, that guy would choke him out. He would take him to the ground. He would break his hand. I don't know. He would kill Ali. Ali is a fucking actor. He like I said, Mike Tyson, actor. Yeah, Kevin McBride, are you kidding me, man? Kevin McBride is not an underground boxer like Southpaw, so slick, fast. He's not a Marine. He's not, you know what I'm saying? He's not a, you know, legit kickboxer like a little Xavier, you know what I mean? Kevin McBride is a bum. Yeah, he knocked out Mike Tyson. So imagine what I would do to Mike Tyson. I'd knock the tattoo ink off of him. Man, fucking clown pigeon boy, man. He'd fly away like a fucking pigeon, man. I'd be Deontay Wilder, man. Yeah, Deontay Wilder's a joke, man. He's. I mean, he may be, out of all the mainstream boxer clowns, yeah, he may be the best mainstream heavyweight, but he's not shit. He's completely average. Nothing special. You know, overrated. Yeah, his whole fucking, you know, he's 6'7". He has, you know, trust to intimidate people. You know, that he's tall, big black guy. And shit, man. I punched him in the jaw. This motherfucker flew the fuck away. Man. Yeah, that was mind, psychological warfare, you know, all that shit doesn't work against me. Man. In the ring, I crushed water. That footage will remain forever on YouTube, man. I snapped his jaw. I do Deontay. Yeah, he didn't want no part of me after that fight. After the fight, I mean, he watches. He seen me beat Jerry Lawler. He seen me beat that Marine recently. I'm sure. He told me he watches my fights. Yeah, he Deontay. You want another title shot? I bet the answer is no. I called him. I don't call him anymore. I called him like a few months ago. He didn't answer. Called the camera man. They don't want that. He's not tonight. He's all in off the kid and the Wilders. No, I mean the Wilder and his team. Yeah, I'm deep in. The clowns are done, man. I scored 23 wins after getting Deontay Wilder, man. 69 title defenses, man. And from 2011, 2015, What I did in boxing, man, nobody can compare me. All these guys, Marciano, Dempsey, they're overrated. I would kill Jack Dempsey. I would kill Marciano. You get a time machine, I mean, like, hypothetically, I would kill these guys. What's his name? George Foreman, Ken Norton. I would drop these motherfuckers with one punch. So I dropped bombs on that Marine. If I hit Mike Tyson, Alex Lewis, if I hit them like that, yeah, they would get knocked out. Man. Yeah, they would get knocked out. TKO. No, they would drop. Man, they'd be done, man. So I'm best, man. 2 weeks my probation expires, man. So it's a passport, and I'm going to Ukraine to see my wife. When I'm be back, whether I do, I don't know. It could take a month, 2 months, 3 months. It could take 6 months. I don't know. I deserve a long break, man. What the fuck, man? I fight every month, man. I fight every single month, man. I deserve a break. Yeah, when I'm there, I'm not going to be boxing. I'm not going to be making love to my wife. You know, I'm going to get her pregnant. And I'm take care of her, man. So that you got it. Responsibility, my beautiful wife, Diane. The body of a goddess, yeah, she's tall, she's 5'8". She's a former supermodel. She's tall for a girl, I mean. I'm 6 feet, yeah, with high heels, she's almost my height. With an ideal couple. The champion's bride. And look at this. You know, TMZ. Got owned by Charlie Z, man. Wow. Hey, I drop bombs on a Marine, man. What do you people ever do besides talk shit on a fucking TV show, man? Yeah. that? Hear that? If I hit you fucking TMZ people like that, man, people will be paralyzed, man. Look at that. I punched the Marine in the face. Over and over. What have you people done, huh? You fucking newspaper fucking retards, man. Newspapers, TV, all that fucking bullshit, man. Oh, man, these clowns are retarded, man. TMZ, TMZ. Fuck TMZ, man. Fuck Mayweather. Fuck Pacquiao. Fuck Klitschko, fuck Brandon Jennings, whatever his name is, Jen, man, I would fucking kill, man, come on, Klitschko doesn't want to fight, bring on Jennings, man, if he beats Klitschko, bring on Jennings, man, I fucking drop that motherfucker in seconds, man, I mean, I beat a Marine, you understand, me beating these guys would be a step back, that's it. Listen, these fucking, all right. These fucking fake reggae gyms, right? I would call them and be like, all right, world champion. I'm 80-0 now. I was not 80-0 at the time. I was 70-something now. I'd be like, all right, I'm looking for an opponent. That's the thing. I told them my record, and they would shit their pants. Oh, yeah, it's sticking. Buck Frick haters. Haters on YouTube. Fake fans. Pretend fans on Facebook that would message me. And pretend to be my fan. Hey, you can't take this anymore, can you? You know why? Because you got fucking shit on when I beat that fucking Marine. You fucking losers, man. You fucking clowns, man. You know, I'm poking fun at you people right now. I'm laughing at you motherfuckers, man. You know what? Hey, BoxRec, thanks for the fucking laughs, man. Real shit, man. Thanks for the laughs, man. No, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the laugh. Thanks for the laughter, man. Really, I laugh at you motherfuckers all day long. My homie came down. A few days ago, we were celebrating my victory. Me and my wife were talking about my victory. But me and my wife, she just told me she loves me. She can't wait until I get her pregnant. I mean, my life is just going great. It's just, wow, I'm just thankful to God, to Jesus Christ. You know, my prayers have been answered, man. You know, I've done it, man. We're going overtime, baby. Everybody, listen. Charlie's going off on air right now, man. Yeah, it's like, and the thing is, okay, I'm the best boxer in the world, but now let's talk about me as a human being, all right? A lot of the people that try to judge me, okay, you see me punch people in the jaw, but you don't know me as a person. Like, you people, you don't know me, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, I'm not arrogant at all, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm very aggressive, I'm a vicious fighter, you know what I'm saying? I'm the best boxer in the world. That's how I'm supposed to be. Come on, I'm the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? You know, but with my wife, you know, like, I'm so nice and I'm so, you know, in real life, you know, when I'm doing it, I'm so gentle with her. You know, with women, it's different, you know what I mean? And my fans, my friends, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a nice guy, you know what I mean? I'm not arrogant at all. I'm not cocky at all. You know, I'm very confident. Not cocky, confident. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence. Hey, if you're 80-0, you wouldn't have confidence? Shit. I broke a murderer's jaw with one punch, man. You wouldn't have confidence if you broke a murderer's jaw? Teardrop. I knocked out muscle weather to the bushes, man. Hey, now you bitches believe it, man. Fucking box right bitches, man. Yeah, you. Fucking pussies, man. Fucking morons can't spell box, man. All the fucking threads you write on that fucking form, man. What the fuck? People need mental health, man. How many of you made a threat? BoxRec.com. How many of you made a thread? Oh, boxing scene. Remember when Tony C? Remember when I was hitting the bag? He was like, hey, boxing scene. This is like when I was hitting the bag, he pointed the camera at me. He's like, this is the boxing scene right here. Hey, now you bitches know, man. Fucking clowns, man. See, I got real people. You saw my homie Terrell, that big black guy. He was like tall and bigger than Deontay Wilder. He was like Charlie Z, undefeated, man. Yeah, now that's a real fan right there. You saw the bartender, said Charlie Z, pound for pound best boxer. You saw all them black guys with do-rags and shit and hats on Hollywood. My homie Josh saying that I'll break out and then I snap Deontay Wilder's jaw and I'll break his jaw and rematch all the shit. Yeah. Those are real fans. I beat a U.S. Marine. BoxRec.com is delusional. That's it. End of story. We're going overtime. It is solidified. It is cemented. It is irrefutable that Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. That's it. I don't even have to get to 100 now. Like, I could retire right now. I don't even have to lace up gloves ever again. No, I will. I'm going to continue fighting. I'm just saying, for example, I'm just throwing a hypothetical out there. Like, I don't even have to lace up gloves ever again. I don't even have to show up to that gym ever again. I don't have to, like, fight in the ring ever again. Like, that's it. I can just retire on top right now. And nobody will ever get to 80 and 0 at age 26. Nobody will ever win 9 fights in 4 months. Nobody will ever win 23 boxing matches in 12 months' time. Never. Never, ever. Nobody will ever win 3 matches in 1 day. I did it in 2011. How many times did I beat 2 people in 1 day? I did it 2 times this year. Yeah, I beat that K1 guy, and then I beat that black guy with sleeves and tattoos, and I jabbed the shit out of him, and he flew away on video. Yeah, him. 2 of them in 20 minutes. I won 2 fights in 5 minutes. That EFC guy that I punched in the head over and over? Yeah, him. Right after, I went outside, and I bare-knuckled with some gangster, and I knocked him the fuck out on his feet. I TKO'd him. Two people in, like, 5 minutes' time. I beat multiple people multiple times. No, like, I did it 2 times this year. I do it every year, man. I do it every fucking year. It's like normal. It's like fucking routine. It's like, I always do it, man. Charlie Zelenoff, man. The greatest, man. The GOAT. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your accomplishments, man. It's not arrogance. It's not, man, this Deontay Wilder guy, he's arrogant. He's fucking cocky. This fucking faggot fought 2 times after I beat his ass in the ring. I won 23 fights after I beat him. 2 fights. Who the fuck did he fight? 2 bums? Gavin and Stavern? This U.S. Marine fucking killed Romain Stavern, man. What the fuck is wrong with these fucking delusional box rag people, man? You fucking idiots, man. Listen, I'm going to insult you people more than you insulted me. I'm going to rub in all my victories for the rest of my life, literally. You idiots will never be forgiven your misconception. You idiots will always be laughed at. And BoxRec.com and Mainstream Boxing, HBO, Showtime, all these commentators, Max Kellerman, Teddy Ellis, Jim Lampley, what's that fucking delusional old guy's name? What's his name? Larry Merchant. These people are, like I said, That's the failed era. That's the, like, end of an era. Yeah, that's the era that ends. They're done. And like I said, they are done. They go on YouTube. I TKO Deontay Wilder. I beat a U.S. Marine. I beat Gio Zavala. I beat Derek the Giant. I beat Southpaw Cell, very slim boxer. I beat Kevin Lucas, 7 uppercuts in the motherfucking face. I beat Carlos Vasquez, 6 punches in half a second. I mean, I won so many goddamn fights that it's just fucking, it's surreal. It's like fucking inhuman, dude. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, no shit, I'm a human being, but what I did is, I'm superhuman, man. Yeah, that power, that speed that you see on video, it's superhuman. You understand? You know, like, nobody had, like, okay, how... I'm a middleweight, but how do I beat heavyweights? Like, any other middleweight, if you would fight the Gilles Wally, that U.S. Marine, if you would fight these big guys, any other middleweight besides me, they would get killed. But I'm the GOAT. You understand? I'm the greatest of all time. That's why I beat them all. And I'm the chosen one. Chosen one will be Charlie Zane. Number one piece of tea. Cemented in boxing history. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is schizophrenic. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a schizophrenic narcissist, delusional, fake, pretend wannabe boxer. That's who Floyd Mayweather Jr. is. That sums it up right there. That's who he is. If I hit him in, if Charlie Zelenoff, theoretically, if I punched Floyd Mayweather Jr. with all my might, with all my power, he'd be a cripple. If I punched Vladimir Klitschko, all my power, all speed power, all together. Yeah, in good shape. He'd never walk again, man. He'd never box again, that's for sure. He'd get knocked out cold. He'd be finished. Ty Klitschko dropping him with one hook, one overhand to the jaw. This is it. Now he goes to Tally. See, but I know these idiots, man. I used to train with them, man. No, I never trained with them. Fuck those motherfuckers, man. No, I'm saying I trained in the same gym with them. Yeah, who evolved into number one pound for pound? Who evolved into the best fighter? Me, not them. Who's 80-0? I got more wins than both of them, and I'm 26 years old. They're fucking, what, how old is Vladimir Klitschko, 38? Holds the tie, like 43, 44. The fucking old motherfuckers, man. They don't even have close to 80 wins. And they got losses. How many losses do I have? Who's ever beaten me? Who's ever beaten me? Nobody. Undefeated. 80-0. Look at my record. Underground Boxing. Webs.com. Underground Boxing Federation. Webs.com. Look at my record, man. 80-0. Yeah, but I literally have 80 wins. I literally have 80 wins and 0 losses and 51 knockouts, man. 14 people forfeit. That's why I would have had more knockouts. But before forfeits counted, that's why I stopped counting forfeits. I done said, once I get number 50, once I get to 50-0, this is it. Forfeits are no longer going to count. Well, look at me now. Every single win, I physically hurt my opposition. I dropped bombs on that Marine. I hurt that motherfucker. Trust me, he doesn't want a rematch. You know, he'd rather go back to his fucking base, man. He'd rather go back to the fucking war, man. Than fight me again, man. That motherfucker didn't know what was hitting him, man. I hit him with that right, then that left, and then we squared up, and I just went, bomb. It's on the video, man. Played again for you motherfuckers, man. Holy shit. And box ring. Feel this? Great. My wife contacted me. I gotta go. Charlie's on off number one. Conference.